This is Jerry Guerin, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, LeBette, and Montgomery Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Minute. Renting and leasing is not an uncommon practice for those involved in agriculture. It is estimated that nearly 50% of Kansas farm and pasture land is rented. With that in mind, it is important to recognize the different types of leases developed. Under a typical cash lease, the landowner would receive a predetermined cash fee from the tenant, regardless of the crop yield or commodity prices. The landowner would be responsible for property and building taxes. The tenant receives all the crop income, including government program payments, pays all the crop expenses, and makes all crop management decisions. In a crop share lease, in most cases, the landowner furnishes the land and a share of the cost of the expenses like fertilizer, seeds, and pesticides. The tenant furnishes all the labor, fuel, and equipment. Both parties receive a share of the crop and government payments. Flexible lease agreements allow the lease payment or crop share to vary depending on yield and/or prices. In all lease agreements, a written lease reduces confusion and misunderstanding by setting forth rights, duties, and responsibilities for each party. And from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Jerry Guerin with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.